Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Slowly, Lestat became something of himself again. All right, let's try not to suck. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on. And we got this, you got this. It's a Friday.
Oh,
welcome to the
yes.
Greatest show in the history of the freaking world. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart. Tyler Scott in the booth today. No nickname, but that's okay because he's so good he doesn't need
it. I like to call him T-Skis.
T-Skis? We'll go with that. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Tyler Drew Scott. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And it's a Friday freaking Friday, man. Let's have some fun. What's happening, Hoffman, besides sports and Corona?
That's it, sports and Corona stuff. You know, it's the same old, That's our new thing every day, baby. Every day.
Well, how you holding up, man?
You know, not too bad. Oddly enough, I think I'm a little optimistic now that we've made it to the end of the week without massive technical difficulties. Well, at least that I've been informed of. There may be more difficulties going on at the station. People just aren't telling me about them. But I think so far things have gone mostly smooth. And that was obviously a big worry for me when we decided to have everybody broadcast remotely that things wouldn't work. But feeling good, man. Feeling good.
Yeah, me too. I'm actually, hence the interview with the vampire opening, I'm finally back to not turning into Lebowski. Went out for a long run today. I didn't drink beer for breakfast. I'm back to, basically eating well, finally focusing on trying to do this and be healthy instead of just getting fat and becoming Lebowski. So,
well, that's
feeling great
shameful.
Today, ready to rock and roll.
But okay.
But, I mean, I know you were looking forward to a fully long black beard when I came back.
Yeah, but exactly.
But no, I shaved the damn thing, so I'm back to being myself. I will have black hair when I come back, or blonde, or something goofy. I haven't decided.
I hope it's pitch black like John Cash.
Well, whatever will entertain the people. So, Tyler, how are things going for you in there? Everything smooth?
I am disinfecting everything right now.
Oh, yeah, that's got to be fun. So, I guess the topic of the day was like all of us fighting Mike Tyson. How did that come up?
My guess is that's just a random Raheel sort of – this was a random thought I had. Let's throw this out there. That's my guess.
Ah. Because I think 12 of us – I would have a pretty good strategy for this. Because, you know, we all know I'm going to die anyway. So I'll be the sacrifice. I'll go right at him and let him start pounding on me. All the other guys have to do is – grab him so you can submit his ass, and we win. Done.
Simple. Just need people to hold on to his arms long enough for me to grab his foot. And I feel like if I can grab onto his foot, we can win.
Well, his arms, he's going to be throwing haymakers at me, and I'll be Allen in the Hangover, man. Just
you'll be
bam.
Like you'll be like Homer Simpson. You'll just you'll let him punch you until he's tired.
Yeah, and I'll do my best to protect myself, but I'm sure I'm going to get murdered, but if you guys act fast enough, I might survive the surgery afterwards.
I might be able to save you.
Yeah. I think we do that. Boom, done. Easy.
Okay.
Simple.
Works
even
for
though
me.
People are voting against it.
Yeah, there's people because, think we can't win. There's 12 of us. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, let's be honest. How much are we going to use, Jose and Charlie?
I mean, two of them to one arm. I don't know. Maybe they can hold down an arm.
Yeah, I don't know. I think one of his arms weighs more than those two guys combined.
Yeah. But
we'll figure it out. I mean, we could do it. I don't know if it's worth getting my ass killed for $100, but, you know, I'm willing to help the team here.
We do have audio of that if you want to hear it.
Audio of?
Of Raheel asking the question.
Oh, this was an on-air thing. I just heard it on Twitter.
No, it was an on-air thing. I'll play there's two clips. I'll play the first one for you, and then if you want to hear the second one after that, just let me know.
Yeah, so you guys all saw the new footage of Mike Tyson shadow boxing, right, in his kitchen?
No, I did not see that.
I haven't seen that.
Okay, so it's, you know, I think it was like in the last 2 days, dude looks like a beast still, moving at unbelievable speed, still so fluid, everything, right? And of course, the internet has a question for everyone. Would you get in the ring for 15 minutes for $2,500? That's fine. Like, we can play that game later on. I have a question for you guys regarding the ESPN lineup. If you take all of the shows, the personalities, and producers, okay, there's 12 of us from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. If we took on Mike Tyson, current day Mike Tyson, 12-on-1, do we have a shot of beating him?
That was it.
I thought I was waiting for an answer. I thought they were really contemplating it.
Aaron was saying they went on for a very long time, talking about the answer to that.
And what was the consensus
from John and Lance? Well, it was about two segments. Who do you do you want me to play the? I'll play the other clip that has them kind of hypothesizing who would be winning. But Aaron is here, so. He's going to hop on the mic and talk to y'all as well after I play this.
Okay. Aaron, could we beat up Mike Tyson?
I like the idea of the bum rush thing, but I think we possibly could because Fred never goes down. Like, if you've ever seen Fred fall down when he's drunk, he pops right back up. I feel like if he gets hit, if we get Fred nice and liquored up, and he gets hit by Mike Tyson, he's just going to bounce right back like Gumby. And so as long as Mike Tyson gets frustrated and focuses on him, the other 11 of us have a shot.
I can honestly say I've never seen Fred fall down drunk, but I'll believe you that he bounces right back up. I will believe you on that one. Yeah, I'd have to be pretty drunk to get in the ring, even with 12 of us against Mike Tyson, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah, it's kind of surprising that John hasn't seen you fall down drunk, Fred. That's a shame on John, right?
Well, I hate to break it to you, but it's a very small group of people that I'm comfortable getting that drunk around, and you know, Granato hasn't quite made that list yet.
Right, but in your past, now maybe you have a smaller group, but in your past, you would get pretty hammered publicly.
Yeah, but I don't think Granato and I were ever in kind of the same place on that. So
yeah, shame on Granato. He should have been more of a team guy.
It's his loss, not mine.
I could
take a hit pretty good. Now, can I take a hit from Mike Tyson even at his age? Probably not, but if it distracts everything long enough for you guys to win, good to go.
And let's whatever it takes to be a part of the team.
Yeah, the deal was that Raheel speculated if the 12 of us could take down Tyson, we each get $20,000 apiece. And Granato wanted to know, well, what's in it for Tyson if he beats us? And then Raheel said, well, he gets the $240,000. So I don't know where we need to round up $240,000, but $20,000 apiece, that'd, you know, triple my income for the year.
Do you think what was John and Lance's final decision? Do they think that we can do it?
I think Lance and John both said, or Lance, I think, said yes. I think it was John and Raheel who both said hell no.
Oh, those guys are scared.
Yeah. Well,
you can't go in fighting scared. That's the problem, though. You like to, when you're this is something from the military, like you're only as strong as your weakest man. And if we come up with a game plan and everybody's got a job to do, there's going to be somebody. I don't know if it would be Raheel. I don't know if it would be Jose. I don't know who it would be. But when bullets started flying, they would be scared to do their job, and that could mess up the whole operation.
Well, if I were betting,
12-man bum rush and then 8 of us bum rush and the other 4 sit back because they don't want to get hit, that could end poorly.
Well, if I were betting man, I would assume that as soon as it started, Raheel and Jose and Charlie would just run.
Charlie?
I think Charlie would too. He doesn't want to get hit. But I think we have enough people who aren't scared, who will, you know, especially if they realize that, you know, hey, at least for one punch, he's not swinging at me. He's swinging at the old guy. So that gives you plenty of time. I think 8 of us could do it, frankly, if it's the right 8. So those guys can sit back and they don't get any money though when they run. So I don't know how these things come up, but hey, you know, this is what we have now because you know, we don't have sports, so we got to decide who's gonna get their ass kicked for $20,000.
I guess that's where we're at.
I'm willing to bet no other sports radio station talked about if their entire staff could beat up Mike Tyson today. They all probably did fantasy brackets and best movies you could watch while you're locked up. None of them thought, hey, can we all take down Mike Tyson?
Hey, man, let me tell you something about Iron Mike, all right? Iron Mike, he's a world champion, but he never played for America's team. And when you play for America's team, that's a different level, my man. That is a different level of athleticism, of pride in yourself, in your team. We got this, man, no doubt. All I need is that Pendergast fella to go in low, and we got this thing wrapped up, baby. I'm telling you now. John Lopez, you jump on his back like a spider monkey. I got him, man. You think?
Oh, that would work. That would work. Yeah, well, we could do it as a pay-per-view, and it's winner take all.
Okay.
And I'm sure we'd get enough money that everybody who participates, who doesn't run or doesn't hold back and say, oh, I don't want to get hurt, they all get a chunk of the pay-per-view. And basically street rules, but he can tap out, and if he taps out, then boom, done.
I mean, that's really the only way. The only way is everybody realizes if they don't do their job, then they don't get their cut of the money, and that will motivate people.
But I
except
think the
some
only
people
way
here may not be motivated by money, Fred.
Yeah.
You know, guys like John and Lance, they're rich. They don't need that money.
Let's see where they are in a month.
Yeah. people like me and Jose, we got to fight for scraps.
Well, I think that's the only way it would work, though, is if we somehow got him tied up, you know, Thanos style, and you were able to get him in a submission hold. That's the only way we could
basically,
do it. Otherwise, he would just crush us. So it's a good plan, but everybody has to do their part. I'm willing to do mine. So, oh, well. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. And somebody said, yeah, everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face. I'm planning to get punched in the face. That's the plan. I'm going to go right at him and say,
hey. Do we have mouthpieces?
Probably.
I think we'd have to. I mean, there's... there's no way anybody I doubt we can take those punches anyway, but without a mouthpiece, there's no way.
Well, I think even with a mouthpiece, there's no way. That's why it has to be fast, right? Like, we got to get him in about 8 seconds. If it goes longer than that, we're all dead. So, and it won't matter to me because I'll be the first one dead. So, you guys will be on your own after that. But
there's going to have to be a couple people whose only assignment is to keep punching him exclusively in the penis.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because he won't like that.
No. Nobody likes that.
And, no, nobody wants to get punched in the penis. All right. Well, hey, you know what, guys? You know what you can do tomorrow? Huge day at Gulfstream Park. Today, guess who's throwing a few bucks around at Oaklawn Park and already hit a race with a 6-1 over a 27-1 a little earlier today?
Fred?
This guy right here.
I knew it.
USRacing.com. Yeah, I was playing around a little bit before the show started and managed to knock that out. BetUSRacing.com has all the tracks that are running right now. Florida Derby's tomorrow. There's a bunch of stakes races, big fields, chance to make some money. Do it on BetUSRacing.com. And I might even have some picks for the people. They offer daily rebates, too. So the good news is if you get in there and you bet a bunch of money and you lose when you wake up the next morning, you got a nice chunk back. And you get a casino, too. So if you're looking for something else to play, like Blackjack, like Hoffman's Mr. Blackjack, BetUSRacing.com has you covered. But that's not all. Blitz listeners qualify for an exclusive $500 welcome bonus. Just go to betusracing.com/theblitz. That's betusracing.com/theblitz. Sign up today for an exclusive $500 welcome bonus. Go to betusracing.com/theblitz. Get in on the action. Still three races left at Oaklawn, and I got to pick three going. And it's all on betusracing.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And apparently my volume's gone down, so let me test this. How is this? Is it better or worse? Or the same? Okay, maybe I'm going the wrong direction. How about now? Okay, I'll keep going.
Well, that's not good. Yeah, I'll go ahead and I'll vamp. Let's have Fred, if you can still get in touch with Fred, have him disconnect and reconnect, and we'll figure it out from there. 713-780-3776. There's obviously been a lot of discussion about Deshaun Watson, particularly Deshaun Watson to the Patriots. And Sports Not Today had a story with a headline that's, I mean, if you're a Texans fan, it's got to be disappointing, but I guess is worth mentioning. This is what a Deshaun Watson trade might look like. And obviously, Deshaun Watson hasn't made anybody feel good about him not wanting to be traded, but it says, following a humiliating loss to the Chiefs, O'Brien came under scrutiny for his head coaching performance. Of course, then he adds the GM title. He moves away from Hopkins, Jadeveon Clowney. He's won every battle of egos between himself and players. And it says, here's what a trade might look like that should come, or like should that come to fruition either this spring or next offseason. So obviously they're in the Patriots are one team. They would be in the market for a quarterback of the future. And it says, whether it happens during the 2020 NFL draft next month or following this coming season, the 67-year-old Bill Belichick is not going to wait too long to get that franchise guy. A trade of this ilk would be difficult for New England to pull off. It does not have the young assets to entice the Texans. As it relates to April's draft, the Pats boast a first-round pick and 3 third-round picks as their major trade chips. A move for Watson this spring would likely require New England to give up its first-round picks the next 2 years, a young player, and 2 of those third-round selections. Would Houston bite? I am not too sure. What do you say, Fred? Would they bite on that?
That's way more than Bill O'Brien would take for him.
Right. Suddenly it seems like the Texans are like these tough negotiators that they drive a real hard bargain. I don't know where this guy got his information.
Probably a 1 in 3 would do it. And where they pick, yeah, good luck getting a quarterback. So that wouldn't surprise me. And, yeah, if they're stupid enough to do something, they will give away pennies on the dollar again. And is there anybody out there that doesn't think that could happen?
I don't know. I mean, that I know.
Well, I mean, again, I don't see any of this happening. I can't believe they would be that stupid. I know they're dumb. I know they're maybe the dumbest collection of people in football right now, but I can't see them doing this. But if they do, you know, it wouldn't shock me. Then you fire the guy and he goes back to New England with his guy Deshaun Watson.
All right. Well, here's some other scenarios. You tell me if these make any sense. How about Deshaun Watson for Dak Prescott and a first-round pick from Dallas?
I like it from Dallas's end.
I mean, you're kind of in the same boat. You're at the point where you've got to pay a quarterback. And right. In this case, I mean, obviously, I think most people would agree that Deshaun is the better quarterback prospect at this point. So you get a first-round pick, and you basically just swap quarterbacks. You swap problems knowing that you're going to have to pay that guy the same way you would have had to pay Deshaun. Maybe you can get away with paying him a little less than you would Deshaun. Would that make sense at all?
Well, it doesn't to me because I think, especially the way O'Brien's offense is, I don't think Dak Prescott is nearly as effective in this as he was in Dallas because they don't have Zeke Elliott to hand the ball off to. And
Fred, they've got David Johnson.
Oh, well, I forgot all about that.
You forgot they made a big splash.
Yeah, yeah. But from a Cowboys perspective, I love it. I'd be all over it because I don't think you're worried about paying Deshaun Watson $35 million. I think you are worried about paying Dak.
Yeah, that's the one. Like, to me, if you – I mean, you may or may not want to pay Deshaun that much money. I'd rather pay him that money than Dak Prescott, certainly. I feel better about his long-term possibilities. All right, here's another one. Minnesota, it says, obviously just traded away their star wide receiver. And Kirk Cousins, who signed a contract extension, just may not have the pieces in place to succeed. So if the 2021 seasons don't play out to the expectations of the Texans and the Vikings, it says, I can easily envision a trade coming to fruition. Cousins is the more prototypical quarterback that O'Brien prefers, dating back to his days with both the Patriots and Penn State. Obviously, there would be some draft capital thrown in with the Kirk Cousins side of this thing. But here's why I would say no to that, because while Bill O'Brien has typically preferred guys like Kirk Cousins, the only guy he's had success with is Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, although if you go back and look, he had some success with Ryan Fitzpatrick. I mean, as far as Ryan Fitzpatrick can take you, and I think Cousins is a little better than that. But overall, yeah, I mean, that's his kind of guy. But I can't imagine that the Vikings would give you up too much more to just flop quarterbacks. Although I would like to see what Watson could do with a better offensive coach. So. I mean, it's not outlandish. I mean, it's still dumb.
All right. Well, here's the
you're not getting the best player. Sorry.
Here's the last one that it offers up. How about San Francisco 49ers send Jim Garoppolo and a 2021 first round pick for Watson?
Como se dice, no bleeping way in Espanol.
Okay. All right. So rank those four scenarios: the Patriots, Cowboys, Vikings, and 49ers. Which what order do they please you in?
Vikings 1, Cowboys 2, Patriots 3, 49ers 4.
Okay. See, I kind of like the Patriots idea, but if you're getting multiple first-round picks, you know, obviously they're not going to be super high first-round picks because even the bad Patriots are probably going to be 9-7. But
They have Watson, they're not going to be 9-7.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that is true.
So... And the point of that is, okay, let's rebuild with draft picks, and you're going to suck, and your pick, guess what, goes to the Dolphins. So
yeah, that's true.
That's why I'm not as crazy about that deal. Plus, I can't imagine O'Brien would be smart enough to take that many picks. And I think he would just take, you know, a one in Brian Hoyer back or something. I don't know. But
listen, I can win with Brian Hoyer.
Those guys can play. Those guys are good quarterbacks, and we're going to win with those guys.
Listen up. These guys are players. They're real players. We can win with these guys. Tom Savage, that's a winner. All right, the music is playing, my friend.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back, our good buddy Dr. Linville is going to join us and maybe clear up some things that have been going around about this coronavirus and also tell you what he's up to right now. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
Oh, You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Tyler is live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Hoffman is live from Hoffman Estates. And I am live from the first floor of Falcon Tower. And joining us now is a good friend of the show, and a man who helped me get hair again, Dr. Kane Linville. Doc, what's up, buddy?
Hey guys. How's it going? Everybody working remotely, sports. I hear.
Yeah. So bear with us a little bit. It's we're in three different places. And so far, so good. We haven't had any major disasters. So before we get to what you're up to at the moment, I'm curious about a couple of things that came up on the show earlier in the week, and I thought you'd be the perfect guy to answer them. Are like elective surgeries on hold right now? So like if, you know, somebody wanted to get their boobs fixed, they'd have to wait?
Correct. I know. It's tragic. But yeah, they basically suspended all elective surgeries for at least for a couple weeks, with the idea being that they don't want to use up hospital resources or burn up some like protective, personal protective equipment and that kind of stuff, or spread the virus. So the governor came out with his mandate, and then the Texas Medical Board essentially came out within the next day or two after that and said, "Hey, if you guys are, if we find out you're doing elective surgery, we're gonna come after you." So everybody has pretty much jumped on board with that now, and so all elective stuff has been kiboshed.
So, what about a guy like Noah Syndergaard who's going to have Tommy John surgery? Wouldn't that be considered elective, or is that something that has to be done?
No, I mean, to me, that's pretty much elective. I mean, I don't want to call anybody out, but, you know, all of that, the only thing that I know that's being done is true emergencies. And, you know, I do some breast cancer reconstruction, so I have just a couple of cancer cases in the next couple of weeks. But even those, you know, they've tried to push off. So at least for the 2 weeks while we're sort of in lockdown. Yeah, it's been a really interesting week or two. I mean, further than that, but the last week or two have been very, very interesting.
So how are they taking this seriously enough, or are we overreacting in your – because I hear so many different opinions from so many different doctors. As somebody who knows what he's doing, what's your take?
Well, I think finally now we're taking it seriously enough. Yeah, I mean, I think I've talked to people in Italy who – say that we don't know how bad it is, and that you know, and that we need to be taking it more seriously, and that's hard to, I think, mentally tackle or cope with. But you know, I think we missed the boat, and we didn't take it seriously enough back in, like, you know, let's say January or February, and that's really when we missed the boat. And so, you know, I think relatively speaking, people have social distance, and the spread is certainly is slowing. But the numbers are not going to reflect that, right? So if you started one curve and you spike that curve, that's the infection. The other curve for the testing is so far behind, you know, the testing spike is going to spike over the next couple weeks. And then, so it's really so delayed that it, you know, unfortunately we don't have a true grasp of the immediate numbers. It's like watching a replay, in the future or something like that. It's really, been mishandled from that standpoint. But I think everybody for now is doing what they should and social distancing. And, you know, I think it's as good as it can be. And if, I guess we'll know in a month, you know, I think in a month, after a month goes by, we'll have a good feel for, okay, things are starting to slow down and we've done what we need to, you know, or we won't. And it'll just continue to rage out of control.
So, like you were talking about, there's really no way of knowing how many people have already had it or are infected now, because there's not enough tests. So the numbers are going to go up just because they have, right? Am I right about that?
Right. I for sure. I mean, the testing, now that it's actually becoming available, I mean, it really wasn't widely available. Even right now, I know a couple people who've tried to get tested who simply can't, and they even have the symptoms. So it's not like, oh, you know, hey, Monday we had tests. It's not even really truly out there. But, you know, if 100,000 people are infected, but you only had 1,000 tests available, you know, the numbers are just going to go up sheerly on the fact that, you know, you're actually testing now. So I think it's going to be, that's the hard part, I think, mentally is, you know, and the media, like on the TV, you know, they really capture, like, the numbers. But I don't think it's spreading as much. I just think you're going to see the numbers continue to spike and go up and up. Doesn't mean that, you know, the infection rate is actually is going, and we're just so far behind. You know, we're a month or two behind where we should be on the testing, I think.
That's Dr. Kane Linville. So you're still got some stuff going on because and you guys have heard me talk about Dr. Linville and the NeoGraft surgery and how awesome it is. You're doing virtual consultations now, right? So people can actually get online with you, and so when things come back, they can go in and get it done.
Yep, for sure. So I waived, you know, it's a tough time and a weird time for everybody. So first of all, I waived, you know, any consultation fee, you know, for the next foreseeable future. But yeah, we can easily kind of do a virtual consult. It's super easy. You know, there's several platforms to do it on. And, you know, so we do lots of virtual consults and basically set it up. And, you know, I think, like I said, we have about a month of continued sort of lockdown, but things will slowly start getting back to normal after that is my guess. So, you know, we're kind of scheduling things in June, July, and August, with the idea that things will be, that elective stuff will be back and running. And, yeah, as you know, the NeoGraft procedure works really well. You know, it's got about a 99% graft take rate and it's tolerable. You kind of hang out during the day and, hang out with the girls, we give you lunch, and everything goes pretty smoothly.
Yeah, and you've got a really fun staff over there. They're good people and very likable people, and it really was a good experience all the way around. And guys, if you go to 975hair.com, you can set up your consult, your free consult now. And you know, are you doing it for other stuff too, or just for the NeoGraft?
Yeah, I do it for everything. You know, I still have a lot of mommy makeover consults and all the cosmetic procedures. So I just finished about like 5 virtual consults earlier, and I'm just trying to continue that going and just basically trying to schedule, you know, all that stuff out several months so that once things get back to normal, I hit the ground running with all this.
Well, I tell you what, man, I appreciate you, and thanks for clearing some of this stuff up for us, because you know we're not doctors, and all you can do is listen to what experts tell you, and you hear so many different stuff. So
yeah,
I really appreciate you coming on, and guys, if you want to get your hair back, go to 975hair.com. He'll take care of you. Doc, appreciate the time, man.
I appreciate it.
Talk to you again.
Yeah, of course, I appreciate it. Thanks, guys, and thanks for keeping the sense of normalcy for all of us. It's nice to be able to tune in and you know, at least hear about some of the normal things and sports and all that good stuff. So keep it sportsy, and talk to y'all soon. Let me know if you have any questions. Right, I'm happy to come on anytime.
Yeah, and we may do this again if this thing's going to drag out a lot longer, just so we can get a better sense. But we're doing normal stuff, like how many of us would fight Mike Tyson. So thanks for listening, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, bye.
All right. So, AJ, you feel better or worse about things after hearing that?
I feel neutral. I don't feel any better necessarily, but I don't feel worse.
I mean, but I think, you know, that is sort of the take that we're doing. But I mean, he's right. If we're really 2 months behind, then you know, what are you going to do?
Right.
But good dude, knows his stuff. Appreciate him coming on. And yeah, I'd be real interested about that Noah Syndergaard thing. If that actually happens, because
it's something that would be the surgery would take place in a private practice.
Yeah, but he's got a private practice where he does all kinds of stuff at his place, and they've been ordered not to do it because those resources need to go to other people. So,
yeah, well, he also isn't like working for millionaires, probably.
No, well, I don't know. I mean,
that's the pretty big difference. Is these dudes, you know how it is. Famous people always get their way, Fred.
Yeah, well, they shouldn't, you know. But that's not for me to decide. I'm not famous enough for that. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. We'll try to come up with something a little more upbeat when we come back. It's not as depressing. I think we could probably do that. And it's going to be a short break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. It's a Friday. Hope everybody's in a good mood. Yeah, it doesn't really feel like Friday, but things tend to run together. But we will make the best of it. So, did you see that they're going to hold the NFL draft as scheduled, Mr. Hoffman?
Yeah, man, that's a bit of good news. I know there's a bunch of teams who don't like it because they don't get all the workouts in that they want. And obviously it means that you're going to be making some high-risk decisions. But I'm for it going on as normal.
Yeah, I am too. And, you know, again, it gives us something to mess with. And by now, you should know enough about these guys. Maybe you didn't get the interviews you wanted, but do it over the phone. I mean, it's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
But did you see what Goodell said? He's talking about there being punishment for anybody who criticizes the fact that they're having the draft.
What? That's the craziest thing. Is like he's such a bully with this stuff. It's like basically I'm gonna punish people who if any discussion of issues relating to this serves no useful purpose,
right?
And if you do it, there's punishment. It's just such a joke.
Bigger dickweed, Goodell or O'Brien?
Oh boy.
They're kind of the same guy, right?
They kind of are. I can't answer that question without further research. I'd have to do a phone interview of both of them.
Yeah, I'd like to interview both of them, but pretty sure Bill O'Brien will not come on our show.
No, I'm probably with you there.
Yeah, if anything, I think Bill O'Brien would probably hire a hitman for us before he came on the show. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. I wanted to get to this story yesterday, and we never really had time. Did you see the Spanish police had to shut down an orgy?
I did see that. And Spain is like one of the faster moving case countries, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And probably not the smartest thing in the world to be orgying right now, but you know, it's the Spanish version of the Spring Break kids in Florida, so I'm not sure we can make fun of them too much.
Yeah, it's like they do their thing.
We're gonna go get our freak on. I mean, hey, I get whatever you're into, and that's your thing. But maybe just for a while, bang one person. You know, just
until
this is over
for
with.
Some people. All right, what are you trying to do to people's lives?
Hey, I'm not trying to dictate anything, or you know, keep it small. You know, like a four. You know, like just you know that way it's under 10 people.
That seems like the safe move. Keep your orgies under six people.
Yeah, yeah.
If you can't have fun in a six-person orgy, I mean, how bad are things?
Well, I don't think, you know, we've all had to cut back things. So,
yes.
All right. So it's not going to be 20 people. It's going to be six, four. Big deal. You're still getting your fun. And, yeah. But maybe that's not how the Spaniards operate. But they had undercover cops basically raided them right before it was about to happen. So not only did they not get their orgy, they get arrested. I love it.
Well, I do feel, did they put them in the same cell, so they could finish their business?
Probably not, because, you know, you're not supposed to have all those people in one place as it is. So I was thinking about this today. It's probably just a weird thought. But if I were ever going to go to jail, like, now would be the time. Because we can't really do anything. And, you know, if you just stuck me in a jail cell for a month, you know, I'd want to be in solitary, of course. I mean, if you're ever going to go to prison, I think this would be the time to do it. Because it's not like, you know, ordinarily it's like, oh, wow, you know, there's stuff to do. You're going to prison.
Yeah, you'd be missing out on a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know that there's ever a good time to go to prison, but I guess this could be as good as any.
Yeah, I just, you know, unless you're Harvey Weinstein. Then
right.
Has he died yet?
I don't think so. Bill Cosby's still fighting prison. He's not trying to go.
Yeah, he'll probably never wind up doing it. He'll just keep appealing. Somebody said Syndergaard already had his surgery, so there you go. You're right. Rich people win.
Yep.
So 713, Robert and Tomball says, I literally haven't had an orgy since Corona started.
Good.
I'm sorry, Robert.
That's the way to be.
But that's smart. And just think about how much more fun it'll be when you can get back to it in a couple months. You know? Everybody's going to be a lot more turned on. It's probably going to be the best orgy ever. So, yeah.
The heart grows fonder with distance, right? Just give yourself a little bit of time.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know, it'll all come back. You know, everybody will be excited after, you know, we had to take 3 weeks off from our crazy orgies. All right, well, that'll just make in week three, it'll just make it even hotter, right? If you're into big orgies.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not my thing.
A lot of people are. No, I mean, me either, although, you know, if you did one of the, like, Roman ones where, you know, you had gladiators and stuff, that might be interesting. But no,
I'm old school. I'm like Jim Baker. Sex should be between a man and two women, and that's it.
And a secretary. Don't forget the secretary.
That's right. Well, she's one of the women. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, so he's limiting it to two. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I didn't,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So he said, so how would you decide which people get kicked out of the orgy? Well, I wouldn't, because I'd be the guy kicked out.
Yeah. What you said is basically what I was going to say. You just said it in different words. I was going to say the ugly guy would get kicked out, and Fred just said, I'm kicked out.
Yeah, I mean, I know exactly what happened. I'd walk in, they'd all take one look, and like, no, no.
No,
sorry,
not
pal.
You. Not you.
You're out of here. You're out of here.
Yeah, Fred only gets invited if it's like they're trying to set a record or something. Like, they need all the bodies they can get. If it's a limited event, they're not bringing Fred in for that.
Yeah, and even when it gets to the record, they'd be like, okay, we got enough. Sorry.
We got this, all right? We'll just run somebody through
for
twice.
Stopping by, pal. Oh, man. It's a... Boy, it's fun being me and getting to real. Well, at least I have self realization, right?
That's right.
I'm not sitting here pretending to be something I'm not. So there's that. 713-780 ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And I've got all kinds of, we got some sportsy stuff if you want to do that. It kind of feels like what you're saying. I got some non sportsy stuff. Got like stuff like number one pick NFL draft picks ranked. Got that kind of stuff.
I've got I've got an NBA story that might upset local NBA fans.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm.
That's interesting.
Disrespect,
well, yeah.
If you ask me.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Well, you know, that's Rockets fans are not always pleased with everything, so you're probably setting them up for more disappointment, but that's all right.
Yeah,
we'll,
good deal.
We'll do that at 5 o'clock, and then got a bunch of other cool stuff. So I actually probably have more stuff that I found for today's show than I have all week. It's just looking in different places because, you know, the usual websites that I go to are, you know, they're getting pretty thin on stuff. Oh, here's the Mount Rushmore of this, you know, and here's the bracket of this. It's like, okay, it's a little early for that, guys. Probably need to trot that out in a month. So, been trying some other sites that are not so sportsy and have got a few cool things. So lots of material to go for the rest of the show.
All right.
713-780-3776. Does it feel like a Friday to you guys?
Yeah.
So
is it not for you?
Yeah, it kind of does. It kind of does. It feels like, you know what? And I'm going to probably, when this is over, go mix a drink and start binging Ozark.
I'm starting that tonight, too. And I watched 3 episodes of Tiger King.
And?
I mean, it's about what I expected it to be. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, you know the story already, but, man, when you can visualize some of these people, like the husband with no teeth and Carol Baskin.
By the way, the husband with no teeth, if you look up new pictures of him, he's got his teeth done. He's got his grill redone.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
I also love that people like Carol Baskin are mad at how she was portrayed. It's like, it was really upsetting for me to hear these accusations that I killed my husband, even though somehow there was a mythical third will that said, in case of death or disappearance, just conveniently, that the other person who was holding on to his wills had no idea about. Yeah, that's the craziest part of this whole story is that is like not being investigated.
Well, I think one of the things I found was, and I want to get to this at some point today, somebody went and put which actors would play these characters in the movie version, and they pretty much nailed it. But I was going through all the memes that have become popular. My favorite one is a tiger taking a crap, and it says, last known photo of Carol Baskin's husband.
So, well, there you go.
But yeah, I mean, I think in knowing the story, it's like, to me, the first 4 episodes, you just keep getting one bombshell after another.
Oh, yeah.
And then the last the last two are kind of just wrap-up things. But overall, you know, it's hilarious how many people are watching this thing and getting into it. Tyler, have you watched it yet?
Oh, yeah. I watched all 7 episodes. I finished probably a few days back, but... crazy.
I accidentally stumbled on it the day it was released because I just looked at it and read the description. I'm like, oh, yeah, hell yeah, I got to try this. And one episode in, I was hooked. So it's kind of fun seeing everybody else get into it. But, you know, it's a nice distraction right now for everybody who's looking for something to laugh at, because how can you not laugh at those guys?
Right.
All right. We are going to take a very quick break, and we'll do your NBA when we come back. I'll also tell you my thoughts on 1917, which I did watch last night.
All right.
So we'll do that when we come back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.